This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
All right, another, the Knicks is presently constructed. You like some of the things you've seen tonight. You like the fact that Dante DiVincenzo was driving to the rim. I like that. I like the fact that he's showing some of his, driving to the rim chops. That's very good, and I think he needs to continue to work on that. Right, we watched Deuce McBride look good at times tonight, being a spot-up three-point shooter. Kudos. Kudos to him. Kudos to my guy, Deuce McBride. Shout out to Deuce McBride, right? Another good night for him. I don't even feel like going through my notes right now, because when you're up 25, when you're up 25 and you see a game come within 7 points, you should kind of be alarmed a little bit. A little bit. But we got the W. But I don't think I've ever watched the Knicks allow a team to have an 18-1 run. Like, that shit, I would watch the, in the fourth. That shit was unreal. But shout out, I want to give a huge shout out to the Memphis Grizzlies, man. Their coach, Finch, whatever the fuck his name is, he coached a great game. They played hard for him. And for a team that was down damn near 30, and the fact that you even fought back in this game, that shows the toughness of your team. So I wholeheartedly respect the Grizzlies tonight in this game. Another person I want to give a little respect to. Shout out to my guy, D, man. That whole G.G. Jackson, he's really good. He's scary talented. Like he stood off the screen today. The aggressiveness, the toughness, the shot making, the way that he was talking to people. I'm hearing him chirp through the screen. They was chirping. They was chirping at the Knicks. I'm listening. I'm like, oh, I like this. They spicy. I like the fact that they spicy. Little young Memphis Grizzlies team. I like that. I like the fact that you got a little heart. I like the fact that you got a little toughness. So when he was up 25, the Knicks took their foot off the pedal. When you allow consistent runs from other teams, when you allow scoring droughts, when you allow your team to have two separate scoring jobs in this specific game alone, and it's tough. But you know what? We're down three starters. Jalen Brunson, my Lord Jesus Christ. I ain't gonna lie. I can't tell y'all what I thought at first when I looked at Jalen Brunson go down like that. I can't even tell y'all. If I told y'all, y'all be like, man, stay, shut the fuck up, bro. But I was scared for my life, bro. I was so scared when Brunson went down that I turned the game off. That's how, like, that shit was like a flashback, like a bad flashback. I don't know. I just could not watch that shit, bro. I can't watch Brunson out of All-Star break I don't want to watch this no more. I don't want to watch Brunson having to, you know, do all of this playmaking, getting beat up in the paint every single night, getting punched in the face. And he's out there playmaking. He's out there playmaking tonight. I seen Dante DiVincenzo. He was playmaking a little bit. He was driving a little bit. But I don't think that's the optimal role for him. I feel like if you got a guy who I shall not name, because I don't feel like doing that again. If you got a certain guy who can play make and defend a little bit, who could play the point guard position, who could alleviate some of the stress off of Brunson, you have to go get him. And I think, what is today? So today is the 6th. Leon Rose has 2 days to make this right. He gotta go get me a guy. Listen, man, I'm at the point, after seeing Brunson go down like that, I'm at the point, get me Brogdon, bro. That's how scared I was, bro. I'm not going to tell y'all what I was thinking in my brain when I watched him grab the front of his leg like that. Go get me another playmaker, bro. That is absolute not, I don't even want to see him next game. I don't want to see him next game. Absolutely not. I don't want to see him on Thursday. I swear to God, I don't want to see him on Thursday. I'm going to catch a hissy fit. I promise you I'm going to catch a hissy. I don't want to see him on Thursday. We got to keep these guys upright. Josh Hart, another one. I don't want to see him on Thursday either. We need these guys healthy. This is about the playoffs. This is about April. This is not about the beginning of February. I don't give a shit if we are 15-3 with OG and Anobi. You got to think bigger picture. I know we're going to win. I seen a 9-game win streak during COVID. I seen one last season, that nice 8-game win streak. It's cool. I'm not really impressed. What will impress me? You up 30 versus the Celtics in game 3 in a away game. That's what's going to impress me. The job right now for the New York Knicks is to make sure they make a trade before Thursday to make sure they protect Jalen Brunson. But matter of fact, it's deeper than this. It's deeper than Brunson. Protect Tibbs from him fucking self, bro. You gotta protect Tibbs from himself, bro. He's gonna keep playing that young man till the wheels fall off, bro. And this is another underrated reason why, Charlotte, I don't want a bench piece. Tibbs is not going to play him 30 minutes. He's not. And I don't want him to get hurt, Charlotte.
I was watching the game, you know, everyone in the halftime space, we're all having a good time. Now it's serious. I don't know if Jalen's okay. I know he made that shot. Like, I'm pretty concerned about Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson right now. I don't know. We don't have any update, obviously. Hopefully, we get something soon. Do not let Brunson play Thursday. Literally, do not let him play. I don't care. Do not play. That was really scary. That is literally the Knicks season on the line. I don't care how you spin it. If that guy gets hurt, it's over. That was really scary. And then Josh Hart got hurt. I don't know how Josh Hart is.
Charlotte, I'm going to throw this at you.
Uh-huh.
This people like me always say you must draft. You have to draft. You have to draft, and you have to keep these guys at the end of the bench. Because we are wearing these guys down, Charlotte. We're wearing
them. I agree.
If you don't see it tonight, that it can't just be a DeJounte Murray and him alone. After what you seen tonight, we need like him and another soldier. Like,
yep.
Like you could talk to me about anybody after seeing Jalen Brunson go down like that. No. You could talk to me about Bogey and Burks right now. That's how critical this shit is for keeping Brunson upright. I don't, feelings aside, we put them shits aside, bro. Leon got to, My fault, Charlotte. Go ahead.
No, sorry. No.
That shit was traumatizing. What the fuck, bro?
I said this in the halftime space. Like, this game isn't over. And everyone was laughing at me. Man, it's fine. It's over. Whatever. They fought back. They really fought back. I'm really impressed with that Vince Williams kid. I think that the Grizzlies have a piece in him for the future. I know he didn't shoot well, but he contributed. But also, their bench, you're getting 16 points off the bench from Gigi Jackson. You're getting 15 points from David Roddy. You're getting 12 points off the bench from Luke Kennard. Obviously, Derrick Rose had an injury. But Miles McBride had 12 off the bench. I'm confused why we did not see Evan Fournier at all, even when the lead was large. I said in the postgame space, if Jalen Brunson plays over 38 minutes, it's going to be disappointing. He only played 31, but I'm really scared that his body is starting. We need this All-Star break really badly.
Charlotte, it's not just the All-Star. Charlotte, we need the Knicks. If you're a Knicks fan and you want to keep Brunson healthy, you need to tag them boys tonight and comment tonight and say, y'all better make a fucking trade tonight. If Brunson would have.
Let's just say, God forbid, I don't even want to put this in the air.
Don't even say it.
Let's just say that happened, okay? Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
Let's say that happened, okay? We would be hysterically crying on the space right now. I know I would, but I'm saying, like, these things happen, especially OG's out, Mitch is out, Quentin Grimes is out. We have injuries. Jericho Sims is out with an illness right now. Taj played 13 minutes tonight. Those probably would have gone to Jericho, but it's scary. Like, Josh Hart is rubbing his knee. You can see it on the, like, I literally am trying to go back in the broadcast to watch this because I'm genuinely scared they're going to come out with something. And Jalen Brunson, watch, he's going to be questionable for next game. I'm calling it right now. He will be questionable as much as that guy wants to play. Also, State, I'm trying to see if we can get the, I'll be able to get the post-game conference of Thibodeau, by the way, once he comes on. Hopefully he'll say something about Jalen or something, because that game got out of hand pretty quickly. But, State, if I just, like, interrupt you, it's because Thibodeau is about to start. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's not a problem. That shit was
traumatizing. So he's coming on soon, I would say, in the next 5 minutes. So.
Okay. Okay, I got you.
I definitely want to hear what he has to say. I'm sure the space would appreciate it too. Yes. But I'm pretty scared. That was a really scary ending. It's literally like injury after injury after injury. As soon as the Knicks are good or they're solid in the NBA, injury bugs kill them. It started with Julius, then it went with OG, then it went with Jericho, now it's with Jalen, now it's with Josh. It's like the flu. It's like spreading.
Yo, Charlotte, when people like me, like, go on the timeline and I complain about certain things. I know I complain a lot. I know.
Yeah.
But the shit I complain about, it be shit to avoid this type of stuff that happened tonight.
I know, that
Brunson spoil, yo. I'm
that was scary.
Matter of fact, MYK Phil, you could go, bro. I'm flabbergasted, bro. I don't even.
Once, but either way, State, if Thibodeau comes on, I'm just going to, like, mute everyone so we can listen to him.
No problem.
Okay. I see you, Cassius. We're getting you up here. Sorry.
But
let's go NYK Phil.
All right. I wish I could say I'm surprised. I'm not. I've been saying for days now, the more these injuries pile up, the worse. It's not going to get any better until we get more bodies in here. Like, it's just, like, it's inevitable, because if you look at the fucking history with Tibbs and everything, people get hurt. He overplays the people that are healthy and they're Preston Chu was playing 40 plus minutes, like, six games in a row. It's inevitable these guys are going to, on the wear and tear of the body, they're going to get hurt. That's why we can't be waiting till the last second for the trade deadline, which is what we've done. And I get it, the value, and we need the prices to be right and everything. But at this rate, is it worth losing Jalen Brunson so you can, like, save, like an extra second or first round pick to get Bruce Brown? Because at this rate, I know State hates Bruce Brown and Jordan Clarkson talk, but at this rate, with everybody dropping like
five, I'm MYK, let me make this clear. All Knicks fans, I'm open to any trade right now after seeing Jalen Brunson.
Thank you. This is what I've been worried about.
I don't give a shit who you talk to me about. Mm-hmm. This is basically State saying, you know what? I'm pressing the red button like Peter Griffin. Fuck it. Whatever y'all could talk me into anything, bro. After that,
give me Bruce Brown and Alec Burks because they can soak up minutes and we won't be getting everyone hurt. Like, I'm so serious. Three weeks ago, did anybody see Precious Achiuwa playing 40 plus minutes, seven games in a row? No, and now he's done a serviceable job, and I've been happy.
No, he's been good. He's been good, Phil.
He's been very good. But, like, this is a problem because if you look back in the Bulls days, that team was never healthy. And it's a simple sequence of one person gets hurt, Tibbs continually overplays the other guys, and the rotation never grows because he won't trust anyone else, even though Malachi puts some decent minutes up on offense here and there. But it's just inevitable. The more people get hurt and we don't add bodies Tibbs will use, people are going to keep getting hurt. Josh Hart basically twisted his ankle at the end of the game twice. They're running on fumes. And if we don't do anything sooner than later, we're going to be playing fucking Dwayne Washington Jr., Jericho Sims, Ryan Arcidiacono, Charlie Brown Jr., and Evan Fournier in the next month at this rate. Because I said it in the pregame. I made sure to make it abundantly clear. At this rate, by March, we're going to be playing like five people. And we're already at that. I didn't think Brunson would go down today and then Josh Hart with a slight injury. This is insanity. Like, go to the buyout market, get Bruce Brown. If you DeJounte Murray is probably
Bruce Brown's not going to be on the
Not. So what can happen?
I don't even remember who did I say was in the buyout market. I don't even remember. I'm sorry.
It's gonna be the buyout market.
Go ahead, Charlotte.
Is going to be something like a Gordon Hayward.
Who did I say? I don't even remember who I said.
You said Bruce Brown.
I know Bruce Brown's not getting bought out. That's how I'm losing it because I can't take it because I love this team. But these injuries, they're good. I don't have words because I've seen this coming because I know how Tibbs works. And he's got his upsides, but this is his biggest fault. And this is why his teams can't go for
it. You know what? I'm not even – NYK, I won't let you do that. NYK, you know what? I'm going to save you from yourself. This is what we all going to do. Tonight, if you're a Knicks fan,
take a deep breath.
197 people in. It's going to be 200 at some point. If you're a Knicks fan,
take a deep breath.
This is me. Listen, I'm calling for DeJounte Murray. If the Knicks get DeJounte Murray, they will make me happy. But after what I seen with Brunson tonight, with that kind of fall and that type of play, whatever two bodies you could bring me, I'm down because I can't watch this shit no more. So I can't do it.
I agree that I think it really puts you into perspective. Like what I was told today, they kind of had a change of mind when it comes to DeJounte. I think because you know with all the injuries, so the Hawks and Knicks were engaged again. I will tell you that. But I don't know what's happening with that. To be honest, I really don't have any information. I just know that they were talking. And there was a package. Cassius, we're going to get to you, bro. I hate when you do this. Like, we're going to get to you. Relax.
No, yo, Charlotte.
Like, it's ridiculous. I don't understand. He can't wait his turn.
He's doing that on purpose. Ignore him. He's doing good.
No, just they were talking today, and that's it, really. But I think Thibodeau's, like, kind of come on in, like, 4 minutes. But I don't know. The Hawks and the Knicks definitely talked again today from what I've heard. So.
In these talks,
you gotta make a trade. You gotta get someone in here.
Yo, it's when I watched Jalen Brunson fall, it reminded me. I had a flashback. Like it felt like watching a movie, X-Men First Class or whatever shit when they went back in time. Like it reminded me of 2012 or some shit. I'm sitting in my mother's living room, got a blunt in my hand, and Thibodeau has Derrick Rose in the fucking game. And he was double digits with, I think, a minute and 30 left, a minute 10 left. And Derrick Rose went up with a hop step. And he went down, I could hear him through my mother's TV. I'm looking at Brunson. If you're fucking Leon Rose, or you're somebody from management listening tonight, make sure you make a trade and make that shit ASAP. Charlotte, you call on whoever you want to call on.
We'll go to Cassius next because he was next.
Shout out to you, State. Shout out to you, Charlotte. It's my birthday today. It's my birthday today. So, I don't appreciate the way that Charlotte spoke to me personally. You know what I mean? Because I'm always respectful in every way. But like if I'm throwing my hands up and shit like that, it's because I'm excited to give a take. That's all.
You're Aquarius.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I'm Aquarius. Yeah. True. Okay, now I understand why. Yeah,
you already know what it is.
Okay. You go ahead. Finish. Oh, go ahead. Because I see the OG next to you, too, but go ahead.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's the timeline shaker and all that. Like, yo, I dig it. Listen, man, it is what it is. Like, I'm looking at this game. It's nothing that I haven't said. Like, I've been repeating this time after time. You cannot be the engine and you cannot be the closer. You cannot have both positions. You know what I mean? The Knicks should have made a move, but the Knicks are reactionary. They're reactionary. They're not proactive in the moves that they make. This is the problem with this regime. They're reactionary. Oh, this is going on. We're getting losses. Somebody's hurt. Reactions. They're not proactive. Maybe we need this. Let's go take a chance on this. They don't do those type of things. And this is always going to be the issue with this regime. This is why I always got an issue with what they do. You know what I mean? Because you're not thinking 10 steps ahead. You're thinking about the fucking situation you're in now. What's in front of your face. And I'm always going to have an issue with that. Now, whatever deal that they do, they're dealing in a position, you know what I mean, where they do not have the power. That's the issue. Now it's going to cost more. Now you got to give up extra. This is what I don't like being. These are situations I don't like being in. I like being in positions where I can deal in a situation where I can be the person where I have the power. We don't have the power right now. We don't have the power right now. And yo, Brunson's been killing it, but he didn't have to do all that. He didn't have to do all that. You know what I mean? You didn't have to go do all score 40 every single night. You didn't have to do that. You have teammates to do that shit. And it's cool, and it's just like, oh, he's gonna be an all-star. That's great. But now how's the rest of the season go? Now you've been down Randall. You've been down OG. Now you're down fucking Jalen Brunson. Who's scoring the basketball? Who's scoring the basketball? Who's playmaking for others? We don't have that right now. So it's gonna be interesting to see what goes on from now till the end of the trade deadline to the end of the season. You know what I mean? Because I didn't watch the game tonight. I'm not going to act like I watched the game tonight. I was out celebrating my birthday. Shout out to me. I was out there. But I feel like, for real, like, this is a regime where you, like, a Tom Thibodeau, Leon Rose, where you're looking at a situation, you know what needs to get done. Get the fucking job done. Get these guys who they fucking need. You needed a third scorer. Now you just need a fucking scorer who can pass the basketball. Get me DeJounte Murray. He's available. He's on the cheap. Just get the fucking guy in the building so you don't lose out on the rest of the season. You have to end up being the 8th time seed by the end of this shit. Just get the guy in the building. You can trade him for the star next offseason. Like, it's okay to do that. It's okay to grab somebody, right, who's got some fucking value to him and add picks to the picks you already picked up. It's okay to do that shit. Just grab the dude inside the building. No, he's not your style. I get it. He's got too much swag for you, right? He's too cool for you. Get him in the fucking building, bro, because at the end of the day, he's going to save your season, bro. That's my take. I'm out.
Yo, appreciate you, Cassius. Appreciate you. Let's get right to the OG J Boogie, man. OG, what's up, man? How you doing, man? Thank you for, you know, all the messages you sent me, man. I appreciate that, man. All of you guys, man. I appreciate everybody. But tonight, you know, J Boog, I need you to say something to just warm my hearts a little bit, because that Jalen Brunson shit, man, that I'm really scared, and I'm hoping Leon Rose can just get me a move or something to just keep this brother upright, bro. But go ahead, OG. My bad.
Salute, 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 three capital S's. Let me just say this right here real quick. I love y'all. When I say that, I really mean it. You know how sometimes somebody can say love you, or it don't be genuine, or they give you some dap, it don't be genuine. As real as I can be, man, I love y'all, man. I want y'all to know that, man. I want y'all to know that each and every day that you wake up, that J Boogie loves y'all. This situation didn't have to be like it was tonight. You already proven that you need to make a trade, because Brunson wasn't even supposed to suit up for tonight. You supposed to play these guys and test and see who I need to have here at the Thursday deadline or who I need to use to be making a trade. The spotlight should have really been on Deuce tonight against a bunch of G League dudes, a bunch of them. And like my man said, you cannot be the conductor and the closer. You can't ride both sides of the train. If you're in the front car in the way in the world, you can be in the back car with the excuse when it gets to the end, it's going to turn around and I'm already be in the front. Brunson should not be on the floor playing with this right now. Now, we all can wipe our foreheads and be like, woof, we got away with one. Because on the strip, you know what I'm saying, he got up out of there. And what Clyde was talking about, he's in the ice. He might be coming. No, he needs to be in there taking that shoe off. Ain't no coming back tonight. Leon, you're going to have to go ahead and get some pieces in here to make sure that guy's healthy to finish the season. Make sure he's healthy for when Julius and all them do come back so he can finish with them. You have to make a change. We got a lot of pieces over here, a whole lot of pieces as far as draft picks that we can go ahead and make our move. Let me know and everybody that's in this Twitter space know that you feel like we feel, because we feel like the window is open this year for a championship. It's up to you to keep that window open. Don't close the window on us. We feel a whole lot of vibe going in the right direction for our championship this year. Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, they done. Philly, they done. Cleveland, yeah, they riding high, but we got their number. Boston want to pull up from anywhere besides making a layup. This is our chance. Leon, go get the guy that need to be over here. I'm all for Murray. I've been listening to y'all tonight, and I've been listening to you earlier. I'm all for Murray. Because even if it don't work out, you're going to have somebody that can lead for a big trade for a superstar. You can't lead up. You can't lead off with no Grimes. You can't lead off with no Deuce and all these guys. This is our chance, man. The dude, Brunson is going to be all right. That's a minor tweak. But it was a close call enough to make the office know, yo, get me some help. He's doing too much right now. Doing way too much. But he's doing his job. But you can't lead the team and close the games out, man. Every basket, if y'all look at every basket Brunson make, it's 4, 5, 6 dribbles. It's a tug of war. It's in. Sometimes he look like he. It's harder for him to make a basket than Julius. He got to do ins and outs, reverse pivots, drop steps, fakes, up and unders, all of that in one move sometimes to get a bucket. That's overworking. That's overworking, man.
I hate to interrupt Tom Thibodeau's talking at the post-game conference if you guys want to hear it.
Tom!
Oh, well, fuck Tom.
Kept that man out there on the floor. What is he going to say? Talk about the game?
Can we listen to him for a little bit? Or no?
Nope.
You could have did it after Jay Boogie's take, though.
Yeah, do it after Jay Boogie's
take. Cassius, I get you're off after my ass, but you've been literally...
Hey, Charlotte, all respect to your show. You know I love you, girl. Handle your business. Jay Boogie don't mean nothing anymore. Go ahead and put Tommy T on. That's the protocol.
I apologize for interrupting you.
No. That's the protocol.
Okay. If anyone wants to... Do we want to listen to it? If not, I'll just turn it on.
Let him tell the fan base what he was thinking.
You know, I want to say that, you know, we built a big lead and we didn't close it out as well as we should have. But getting the win is the most important thing. You just find a way to win. Yep.
Okay. We missed most of it, but it's fine. But I think
find a way to win?
Jay Bull, continue. Unless, Charlotte, you want to play some ball.
I don't have any.
All right, so OG, go ahead.
It's all good, man, because I really just wanted to come in and fan y'all, you know what I'm saying, what y'all doing. I've been saying I wasn't going to be speaking or say nothing else until after the deadline, because it's nothing else for me really to talk about and say. But now we got to talk about hoping that Brunson is okay, you know what I'm saying, that his ankle is not going to be, you know, high ankle sprain and all that. I think he's going to be all right, man, but You know, Charlotte, I love you, and I love all y'all. You know, keep doing what y'all doing, man. No matter what, we here. We the best people it is in the world. Belonging up under this orange and blue. Salute, salute, salute. Three capital S's. Y'all have a great evening.
The reporters are tweeting, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson are currently being checked out by the medical team. Tom Thibodeau has no updates on them.
Yeah, I bet. What the yo, Charlotte. I got a DM just now. Uh-huh. They said, next time, let Jay Boog eat. Nobody want to hear Tom Thibodeau after he, and mind you, I wanted him to play Brunson because this team was coming back. It looked like they was putting their foot off the gas. But at the same time, you can still throw Deuce out there and play him 30 minutes. But this is why I be telling you, Charlotte, I don't want a fucking bench piece because I know Tibbs is only going to play the guy under 20 minutes. He's not going to rely on that guy. So that's a pointless get. So you might as well go get Murray. Go get DeMar, Murray, Kuzma, somebody who could get me 20 but could go in there and get his own basket. I don't never want to be shaky again in a playoff game. Brunson dying out there by – Come on. Go ahead. But J-Boy, my fault, G.
Nah, man, you good, man. It's I have nothing else, man, for this right here, man. But you could just hear Clyde yelling, Brunson, cut for the ball. He won't even go get the ball. I mean, not Brunson, Deuce. He was yelling for him to cut for the ball. You know, yep. We gotta put the ball in this guy's hand in late crucial situation. And I love Deuce game, man. I really do, man. I appreciate everything that he does and he provides for the team. But I don't want to base this season on Brunson. I mean, on Deuce. I got Brunson on my mind so much because I'm wondering about that lock.
Yo, yeah, man. That Brunson. Yo, the flashbacks I got, yo. That. I hope he's good. Case in point, man. What everybody should have learned tonight was. We absolutely desperately need to make a move. I want DeJounte Murray, but sometimes in life, you don't always get the things that you want. I'm ready to get anybody, Brogdon. I don't give a shit. Just stop playing this young man 40 minutes. Like, I think he's top five in the NBA in minutes played so far in total, like, this season. That's a bad stat for a guy who's 6'1". I'm really like horrified right now. I ain't gonna hold y'all up. So, NYK Phil, and then I see D just came up here. Phil, what's up? And then D.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, first off, State, you know Bruce Brown, he'd be playing 40 minutes a night on this team right now, right? Like,
he absolutely would not because
if Precious is Bruce Brown, he'd be playing
40 games. Yo, bro. I've been watching Tibbs for so long, bro, these past 4 years. It's just certain things that I know for a fact, like non-debatable, I know he's not going to do it. He said during a 1-6 stretch, my rotation is set.
He's crazy.
If you think for 1 second that you get another bench piece in here and Tibbs is going to play the bench piece 20-plus minutes and not go right back to Brunson.
Ayo, State, Phil. State, Phil, real quick, I only came up to say two things, and then I'm going to drop down.
Sure.
Shout out to Cassius. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my guy. And shout out to Jay Boogie. Listen, I know it's an emotional day right now. Come on, State. Come on, Charlotte. Y'all know better. Y'all got to, like, this the community first. Happy birthday to Cassius. Shout out Jay Boogie, the closer. No, but, like, let's reset this room. Because, see, this is why people ask me to host. Y'all need to realize shit that's going on. Yo, State, I don't even want to host, bro. I'm just saying. I'm trying to enjoy the night. But, yo, y'all got to take it easy with this. Happy birthday, Cassius. Jay Boogie the closer, my guy. You know what's up. I'm going to drop down. Everything else y'all can talk about. But that comes first. That comes first and foremost. Regardless, happy birthday, Cassius. Jay Boogie,
thank you,
the closer.
Thank you, my brother.
What are y'all doing? Not real talk. What are y'all doing? So I'm going to drop down. I'm going to let y'all continue y'all's show. I said it in the group chat. Y'all losing y'all minds. Peace and love.
Can I finish my... Can I finish what I was going to say real quick? Before Deej came up? I'll just do it. So when... When Tib said his thing about, like, getting the win was the most important thing, like, I get that. For me personally, the most important thing is Brunson being healthy so we can win when it matters most, right? So that was, like, I get that's a stereotypical coach answer, but that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way because your whole franchise, like, the face of your franchise just went down, and you're just like, okay, yeah, getting the win was most important. Like, for me, that win, I had to sacrifice that win every day of the year. To keep Brunson healthy, wouldn't you sacrifice that win?
Let me say this to you. I'm looking at Billy's icon right now. And it's like I'm hearing Billy speak in my ear for me to say this to you. Y'all gotta stop the whining. Just relax. Just relax. I know Leon Rose. I'm a play it a different kind of way. Just to calm my nerves. just to calm my nerves. I know Leon Rose gonna make a move within the next 24 to 48 hours. I ain't even gonna sweat it. I don't think he sniffed. I think Leon Rose do smoke a little bit of weed. I'm not gonna accuse him of doing no meth. Mm-mm. Not tonight. Cause I'm not gonna put myself through that mental stress. So what's the word I'm thinking of? I gotta trick myself or something. So I know Leon Rose gonna make a deal. So I ain't even gonna stress it no more. You know what? I'm gonna be the voice of reason tonight. I ain't gonna do that. Billy the OG, man. What up, man?
Oh, Cash 34, my bad. Hey, happy birthday, Cash. It's shit. I ain't know it's your birthday. Happy birthday. I'm kind of down in this motherfucker tonight, man. What's going on? We won.
That Brunson injury, bro. That shit like...
Man, fuck that Brunson injury. They should have let the sorry-ass motherfucking Memphis come back.
That shit like watching Boys in the Hood when homie shot Ricky, bro, with the shotgun, bro. Like,
hey, man. Fuck it. They should have played all four quarters against fucking Memphis. All right? At the end of the day, we fucking won. 16-19. Y'all down on the motherfucker in here, man. What the fuck going on? Motherfuckers all sad and shit. Like I said, am I in a Knicks face or is this a Brooklyn space? Y'all got me fucked.
Yo, Billy, who's playing in the Pacers game? Who's playing in the Pacers game on the tough?
Man, I'm watching. Oh, Middleton just went down with an ankle. I just watched Middleton twist his ankle. I ain't watching no fucking Pacers. Fuck them Pacers. We just won. Y'all, these motherfuckers all sad and shit.
My bad.
We just won. I don't give a fuck if it was against Memphis.
I'm sorry.
Fuck that ankle. We'll worry about that ankle tomorrow. He'll be fine. We just won. Yo, y'all, I don't even do a lot of post games, but y'all sad in a motherfucking here tonight. We just won.
Okay.
Y'all need to up these spirits. Hey, the vibes is fucked up. It's fucked up.
So you co-host, so I could, because I'm out of it. I'm done. Bro, like,
vibes is fucked up. I'm telling y'all now. You come in this motherfucker, you give me some dry ass shit, I'm booting you. I need some positive energy. I'm in a post game. I don't do post games often. I need some good energy. This shit's sad. It's a motherfucker's birthday. We just won. And y'all coming up in here like, oh, yeah. We got the trade deadline. Fuck that deadline. Fuck the trade deadline. We just won. 16-19. I don't give a fuck. But y'all going to try to come up here and say some dumb shit. I'm booting y'all. You know, gave me the motherfucking sword now. So who's up?
Jimmy. Yo, Billy, you sipping tonight, yo? You sipping for real?
No, I'm actually sober than a bitch. I ain't had a drink in 2 days. But I'm just saying, though, man, like, damn, like, after the Lakers, I heard more positivity after the Lakers lost on Saturday.
Because we ain't see our franchise point guard give me flat. Bro, he gave me a flashback, bro. It was bad.
Fine. He's fine.
Are you sure? It don't. Yo, Billy. OG.
He's fine.
You talking about the now.
As well.
He's, no, they didn't. No, your sources said that shit about OG.
I never said that. But okay.
I said that he's fine. He's fine. Y'all so fucking negative. He's fine.
All right.
He's fine. Nobody even knew what was wrong with OG. The elbow shit came out of fucking nowhere. Hurt in a warm-up. It's like a KD injury. Brunson's fine. Fine.
Yeah, speak, I hope so.
Y'all speak everything else into existence. How come you can't speak the positivity?
Yo, Billy.
Yo, I. Yo, you got it.
You know what I'm saying? Right, y'all speak everything else into existence. Y'all look at y'all crystal
He'll
ball.
Be fine. He'll
y'all
be
say
fine.
Say all this other shit. Why mm-hmm. the fuck? Hey, man. Let's go on with the show.
Okay.
Positive goddamn outlook. I need some positive vibes, man. I'll be the first co-host to leave because y'all are boring me. Give me some shit, Jimmy. I want to hear something original from you, Jimmy, because RJ Barrett is not on this team anymore. So give me an original New York Knicks take.
They threw that nigga's jersey in the Harlem River. He's out of here.
You got 10 seconds and you're gone. You better make it up in 10 seconds.
Yeah, you better. Let's try this again.
I'm fucking around. I need some vibes right now.
Let's try this again, man. It's your life.
All right, nah, listen, man. That ankle... anybody who's played, right? You know, he turns the ankle, you can't walk, then you out for a month, right? But he was walking. He was walking like he was all right. That's a little tweak. You know, got him out of there, get some ice. He's all right, man. Don't making an ant into Godzilla, man. He's okay. He going to be all right. He going to have some PT tomorrow, and you'll be all right. That's it. Please. Anybody seen people get really, real bad ankle twists? You got to carry the nigga off the court. He walked off. That's it. No panicking, man. Let go of the panic button. You know, we played great today. Shorthanded like we've been, we played great. All right, they had a little run in the second half, fourth quarter. All right, whatever. You know, we closed them out. That's how you do bum teams. You close them out. All right? State's favorite player, Dante, had another 30. You know? That's it. We did what we had to do with a bum team. Ain't no panicking here, man.
Look at the Jumbotron, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the Jumbotron.
Sending positive vibes to Brunson.
Ian Bagley just said, for what it's worth, both Brunson and Hart walked out the locker room at MSG without a noticeable limp.
That's it.
He's fine.
He's fine, man.
He's fine.
Jesus Christ. What is the fact? Yo, they acting like he got stretched out. Wheelchair.
What's your basketball take, man? Because you from the Bronx. You starting to agitate me, man. I'm on. You get what I'm saying, man? That Bronson is, man. You taking so long to just give me a basketball take, man. Now you killing my vibe.
There wasn't much to say. Did you see how we clobbered these kids today? We were killing them.
Yes, I did. We beat the hell out of them.
That was a beautiful basketball. That's how. This is a good team. Accept the fact that this is a good team, and we're going to be a good team. Without Randall, without OG, we're a good team. We're going to give teams a run. All right? This team plays together. They know what they're doing. You know, as long as you got these guys buying in, playing defense, hitting open shots, we're going to be all right.
I think the one thing I loved most tonight was a lot of post-entry passes. I love the fact that Josh Hart tries it. I love the fact that everybody tries it. It got Precious a bunch of easy baskets tonight, and I would like for them to do that more, especially when Mitchell Robinson comes back into this rotation. Another thing I've seen tonight, too, that I would like to see even more is Precious actually shooting threes more, but actually shooting them with confidence. He shot a three tonight, and he made it, and he stepped into it, and he looked confident doing it. So
yeah,
I want him to do that even more.
I like his cuts to the hoop, man. When he comes down, he crawls, he creeps down that baseline. He knows exactly when to, you know, hit the spot and gets himself open. Precious knows how to play. You could tell this kid was a high school star, a top elite prospect out of high school. He knows what he's doing out there. He may not have the handle that you would want from a guy like him, but he closes. He finishes at the rim, man. He gets that rock on the baseline. He's going to finish. So yeah, I like Precious, man. He does his thing.
Shout out to the Nigerian. Shout out to the big German, man. As Jimmy talking,
Wait. Shout out to the Bronx kid, because it really, that's a Bronx boy right there. Okay.
Okay. Shout out to the Bronx kid. I got
there
you.
Go.
Shout out to the big
German. You didn't acknowledge him as a Bronx kid when he first came to the Knicks.
No,
it was only a handful of you motherfuckers who was on the Precious train with me.
Of course not. They already threw him in the river too.
No, I'm talking about Jimmy. I'm talking about Jimmy bandwagon ass.
Not bad. I never said anything about Precious. I wanted to see him play first.
Yeah, I would never judge him. Exactly. You didn't I say never nothing.
Judged, I ain't judged, just like I ain't judged Flynn. I was like, yo, let me see the kid rock for us. These guys finally playing with some dudes who know how to play. Let him rock. Everybody want to throw him in the river after two or three games. I'm like, yo,
y'all just got to get league pass, man. Y'all can't wait till they come on the Knicks, man. Y'all just got to get league pass. That's all.
I don't have time to watch every NBA team, man. Yeah. I didn't even have a chance to watch it with the third quarter. I had a shorty quarter.
All right, hurry up, Rourke, casual ass up. Because now you're getting under my skin a little bit, man.
Listen, man.
What's your basketball take? That's why, you know what kills me? I ain't gonna lie. Ever since RJ got traded and quickly, it really forced a lot
you
of
heard you. What I said in the beginning, right? You heard what I said. Jimmy ain't got a take because the kids ain't here no more.
He don't.
This is a blowout. This, what take y'all want? There's no take here. We
what is your basketball take?
We took a bunch of scrubs to the hoop tonight. We scored, 80 points in the paint? Uh-huh. We crushed these
kids. What about IHeart? What about IHeart? 7-for-7 at one point.
IHeart, that's what I'm saying. We crushed them in the paint. What did we score in the paint? Like 8?
Bad time. Stop lying. You didn't even see IHeart.
Like lying.
Just said you didn't watch the game to the third fucking quarter. Next. Not fucking around with y'all right now. This is why we getting the vibes. Though. Y'all coming in here with these goddamn fiction Disney Plus takes. Shout out to my man Tony. What's up, Eddie? Happy belated birthday to your son.
Yo, happy belated birthday to your son. Love the Aquarius vibe. My birthday, January 25th. Appreciate y'all, fellow Aquarians. What's up, Eddie? Talk to me. No, Jimmy, you done. I'm good with you. I'm going to my white brother over here. I'm done with you.
Yo!
Shit from you right now.
Shout out to the white delegation. What's up, man?
Yes, yes. First and foremost, shout out to the whites, baby. Dante DiVincenzo, 32 points, 14 fourth quarter points. Shout out to the whites, motherfuckers. But, yo, listen, man. That game, it should have been a fucking blowout. They should have never cut that lead to 4 points. I was fucking pissed off when that happened. That should have never happened. But this is the NBA. Memphis shot 57% from the three tonight. So you can't, if you're a good team, you can't let a shit team like that shoot 57% from the three. Good teams are going to come back. And we almost got in trouble tonight. Same thing almost happened to us, you know, with the Laker game. I thought that shit was going to repeat itself. But thank God DiVincenzo was there. He was big. But look, man, we scored. We did well. 72 points in the paint tonight. That's good. That's big. We don't normally go in maybe high 50s. 72 points is big. Memphis only had 40. That's the Brunson effect. That's Precious. That's IHeart. That's all those guys getting those easy buckets. Points in the paint, man. We went on that. We win the games. Rebounds, we were tied. I didn't like that. But then again, we did shoot 56% from the field. Usually we fucking shoot like shit, so we out-rebound the other team because we're missing shots. Tonight, that wasn't the case. But look, man, at the end of the day, the bench is a problem for this team. And I don't think it's just a bench problem. Like everybody says, well, the Knicks need a bench piece. They need to get a bench piece. I don't think it's that. I think the Knicks need another guy who's an automatic bucket. That's my take on it. Whether that guy's Malcolm Brogdon or DeMar DeRozan, fucking Tyus Jones, whatever. I'd rather it be a bigger, sexier name because I like shiny things. I like nice things. But, you know, I'll settle for a fucking, Malcolm Brogdon, I'll settle for him.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
I won't think they're going to win a championship with them, but they will do better. Because this Knicks team, I mean, our bench tonight was Taj Gibson, fucking Malachi Flynn, and Miles McBride. That's our three guys off the bench. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. So that's what Leon's job is from now until Thursday. They need to get another guy in here that could score a bucket. We have to. Even when Randall comes back and if Mitch comes back and OG, we still need another guy that's an automatic bucket. I'm so proud of the way DiVincenzo's playing. I think he's been great. He's been fucking phenomenal in starting. But even with that, with the way he's playing, I still want them to get another bucket. So Listen, man, I'm all for DeJounte Murray. I love it. Me and Chris talked about the contracts and the second apron last night. And you get DeJounte Murray, you're not going to be in trouble of going over that line next year. You'll flirt with it, but you won't go over. You go get Cat, you're fucked. You're over that limit. So when you're over that, there's all these stipulations and penalties and all these other rules we got to abide by. We don't want to be near that. So hopefully we can get another guy in here, another fucking player. I say go for it. I think this team is good. I think we can make a run to the Eastern Conference. I do. But when you're this close, what I've learned rooting for all my other teams is when you're close, go for it. Don't pussy out. Fucking double down on this shit. Double down on it. Go get that player. If he's out there, go get him. Because nothing is guaranteed. Next year is not guaranteed. The year we're getting off of Brunson might not happen next year. Randall might not be healthy. These guys all might not be healthy next year. So if we got a chance this year, fucking do it. Go for it. Take the chance. Fuck this shit. I don't care about these draft picks. I don't care about the fucking kids. I don't care. If you can make the team better, do it. Go for it. Because if you have a chance to win, you don't want to look back next year if guys get hurt and say, oh, we should have went for it.
I agree 100%, Eddie. So, I agree
100%. Eddie, great
take. That's where I end my take.
Yo, Eddie, when you can't end it there, from the Black delegation, you got to say Black History Month.
You want me to shout out the Blacks?
No. No.
I'm more than happy to.
No, because for one thing, we're not the Blacks. All right? No, we're not the Blacks. All right, I got a serious question for you though, Eddie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think, okay, depending on who we draft, does that depend on, is that like a secret health report? You know what I'm saying? Like if we get like for example, if we get a guy like PJ Washington.
Right.
Is that like a health report on Randall's status or something like that? You know what I'm saying?
I think if we get bringing in another power forward, I think that's a telltale sign that Randall might be more hurt than we think.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, because now it changes things. This is my opinion on how we approach the trade deadline. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say them guys get Murray, but they're trying to negotiate on bringing – they're trying to make another move with it. You know what I'm saying? Possibly you can make a three-team trade move like the Lakers did last year in the trade deadline. Some shit like that because – of course, you know, we're playing in New York. We don't know the fucking extent of these fucking injuries and shit. Like, not fully. That shit's never going to leak out. So,
No. If he needs surgery and he's not saying it, they might be just saying, shut the fuck up until the trade deadline. Exactly. So they have leverage.
Exactly. So, I mean, these are very important 36 hours we have left in our fucking trade deadline.
Wait. So, Billy, basically... I love what you just said. So basically, whoever they trade for or whoever they targeting within the next 48 hours is an indication of Randall's health and an indication of Brunson's health, or
it could be an indication of everybody's health that's hurt. Him, Randall, OG, Brunson. I mean, it's just shit you gotta think of now. You know what I'm saying? Because that might be the urgency to go get certain individuals that's available for the trade deadline. Then it could be urgency to get certain individuals once you look at the buyout market.
Billy, if it was up to you, you know, gun to your head, who would you bring onto this team?
I'm still rolling my top three, DeRozan, Murray, or Brogdon.
Okay, yeah, I'm still rolling
my top three.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that top to bottom top three. I'm with it. I'm totally with it.
Yeah, it's like I said. I wasn't as high on DeRozan, but when we started like mid-January throughout our winning streak, I was like, damn, a mid-range shooter, the way we space the floor out now, that shit will fucking work. I'm still with Murray because he's still a playmaker and a ball handler who can play with the first and second unit.
And the contract is so favorable.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I'm still with Brogdon because of one, the deals we've done with Portland is realistic. Yep. It's safe, like we talked about last week.
Yep, safe. And, it's the Leon pick.
And it's another ball handler with the second unit. And you don't have to drain Brunson all them fucking minutes as well.
Right. So, and also, about Brogdon, he's got the jump on the Celtics. He can tell the team what to do.
Well, and he's got, look, like I said, those three guys are my top three guys. I think it's a win-win-win with all three of them.
Okay. That's no good banter. Good banter. Happy Black History Month, too, by the way. I'm going to watch.
From the Blacks. Oh, Chris Middleton will not return tonight.
Oh, he won't? He's hurt again?
He shot a three and came down on KD's ankle. Okay, came down on KD's foot and he twisted his ankle.
So Milwaukee, yeah, I just saw it too.
That's 2023 stuff right there. It's 2024. We was about to get to y'all. OG Mario was here before y'all. Just be a little respectful, okay? Mario, what's up, bro? And Charlie, the only reason why you can't get in, Charlie, because, bro, I don't do random avies, bro. You know this. Y'all know the rules already. I know what Jack looked like, Jimmy, Woo, Mario. Mario done cop merch from me, like a real OG Dundada.
What the hell is that, an O'Donna?
a Dundada?
Yeah.
You gotta watch Belly.
Yeah. Wait.
Stay, yeah. You got merch?
Who did?
I didn't know this.
Yo.
Yeah, I love
that's
Jimmy.
Like asking Superman, does he have a fucking cape? What the fuck? Y'all know who the fuck State is?
I didn't know.
Jim, and you're talking through the fucking Jimmy, you're about to go down. You're about to be a listener. Yo, State, you got merch? Motherfucking Bull Spaces know this motherfucker got merch. Toronto Spaces know. Hey, go ahead, OG Mario. I apologize, bro. Y'all wilding out on the time on the shit tonight. Go ahead, Mario. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say.
Oh, Dwayne. I swear to God, Mario, I thought that was you, Tamar. I was just going to say, I thought you stopped. Nah, delay mute, man. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, that would have been OD funny if that was the case. Yeah, it's still delay mute. My Lord, bro.
I was just going to say, mute's over. Mario should be talking.
I don't know.
I am now.
Okay.
I didn't know whatever you said, Madonna. Am I a Madonna?
I said Dundada. You ever watched Shadows?
What does that mean? I don't know.
I bet.
Don't worry about Mario. We'll hook you up later.
But anyway, shout out to State, Billy, Charlotte, happy birthday, Cash, Eddie. Who knows this shit like all of you guys do, more than I do. But I just watched the, now you said Brunson walked out of there. Okay. He walked out of the locker room too? Because I just watched the replay about five times in slow-mo. He tripped, dribbling the ball before he even got up again and went to take a run to the hoop. And then his leg went underneath him, and he fell on top of his leg, you know? So, you know, I don't know. I mean, let's hope he's okay. But, you know, they scored 39 points against us to 26 in the third quarter. It should have never come to that. Malachi was playing good. I thought he was playing good. Why do we have to have Brunson in there on the fourth quarter? Every game, the close game's out. A game that we should have blown them out. Precious scored, 17 points? Ragu had his 32 tonight. You know, I mean, why, you know, we're just going to kill Brunson, man. One of these days, we're going to be sorry. If he escapes this without an injury,
you guys are killing me.
No, I'm not trying to be negative, Billy. I'm not trying to be negative.
My God, yes.
But if he is hurt, what the fuck do we do then?
He's fine.
He's okay. He got a boo-boo.
Well, I hope that. And, you know, wouldn't you guys like to see him sit out to left? What do you want him to play in your
All-Star game? Sources say he put a Band-Aid on and kept him moving.
You want him to play in your All-Star game now?
Yes! Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you see the fall?
Ladies and gentlemen,
Talk to Billy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Ace bandage.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jalen Brunson's first All-Star game, okay?
Right.
Did y'all see the emotion on this man's face when he realized he made a fucking All-Star team after being somewhat snubbed last year? He even wanted to be an All-Star starter. We are being blamed as New York Knicks fans on why he's not an All-Star starter because we didn't vote. And now we are telling this man to sit the fuck out of his very first All-Star. Woo.
No, I'm not saying that, Billy. I'm not saying that. Hey,
motherfuckers, mute your shit.
It's like they gotta, like, they have to, like, unmute this stuff as soon as you come
out. No, Woo.
I'm not saying that, but you don't know until you find out tomorrow or maybe the next day.
Mario, he's fine.
I hope he is, Billy. I really do.
What are y'all doing tonight, man?
But, I mean, we were up, man. You know, like I said, Malachi was playing pretty good there, you know. Why can't you rest him a little bit, you know? We fucked up, man. So I blame it on Tibbs.
I can't co-host this date. I gotta go. I can't co-host this shit. I can't do it. I gotta go. I can't do this shit. Eddie, come co-host. I can't do this shit. Y'all are bringing me down. Y'all act like this man just had a compound fracture or something. Y'all know it's February, right? There's nobody healthy in February in the NBA season. It's February.
Yeah, but he's a Top Gun, man.
What the fuck? So, okay, so if
we gotta chill with the overreacting.
If
man.
We sit him out and we already have motherfucking Randall out, so you mean to tell me you guys are okay playing the rest of the fucking games going into the All-Star break as Dante DiVincenzo as y'all leading fucking score?
Well, what would have been the big deal if we would have lost this game tonight?
It sounds like it's a big deal now. We won. What the fuck?
I know, but if we would have lost this game tonight, what would have been a big deal?
Hit the wrap it up button, Mario. Go ahead, brother. You good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. No. I'm
pouring
you,
me a drink
I
now.
Hope he's fine.
I'm about to pour a drink now.
I just had my last 60 of my beer, okay? Okay? Happy birthday, Cash, again. You know, I just hope for the best for the team, man. And Brunson's our leader, man. We need him, you know. Let's protect him, you know. We got three bench players, and one is Taj. That ain't no bench.
Yo.
I'm out.
Yo, thank you, OG. I appreciate you, man. Billy's right. Man. That's why when I looked at Billy, I can hear him say, State, it's not that serious. He will be fine. So I'm going to reverse psychology myself. I'm going to trick myself today just so I won't put that bad juju out there, that bad energy out there.
Yo, there was 214 people in this motherfucker. Y'all started talking Randall's fucking, Brunson's ankle. It went to 163 in a matter of 10 minutes, man. What the fuck are we doing tonight in the Knicks community?
I don't know.
We
won. I feel good.
I'd rather y'all come up here and talk about the accomplishment of Mike Breen and Clyde Frazier.
Oh, yes.
25-year anniversary.
All right. Let's talk about that real quick. Thank you. Because it's actually in the screen up top, if you're looking. Clyde and Breen, 25 years. Been working together. I think we all know this is Clyde's last season. Such a special announcer. It feels good knowing that he was the catalyst. Not even the catalyst, because I won't just put it on him, but he was a part of two championship Knicks teams and a part of the only two championships we have right now in Knicks history. His words, razzle dazzle, ghastly. I should make a ghastly hoodie of the Pokemon with Clyde on. Let me chill. My brain's starting to work a little bit. Dog get a little jumpy. But Billy's right though. A lot of Knicks fans, they don't want to really care doom and gloom right now because we are winning. And me, I just had a flashback earlier of the Derrick Rose shit. So I'm going to play it cool, and I'm not going to really talk about his injury. I'm going to just say, Knicks, go make a trade. And with that said, Eddie and then,
can I just say how lucky we are to have Clyde and Breen as our guys, man?
Yes, yes. Like,
we are so lucky.
Yes.
Like, you listen to other teams, it's fucking garbage. When you listen to Clyde and Breen, these guys are the best. Who the fuck uses the word precocious neophyte and ghastly and fucking stunning? What the fuck? He's got a million different things.
And wacky. Best.
He's the best. We are so lucky to fucking have these guys, man. We're spoiled. It's great.
Yeah, it's definitely great. Jack, young boy, what's up, man? Jack,
you heard
what Billy said, because I don't want OG to start. Yo, come on, man. So Jack. Make sure we keep it cool, keep it clean. No, try not to be stupid gloom. Try to give good vibes.
Shout out to everybody in the room. You know, State, Billy, and Eddie. Appreciate y'all. Everyone else in the room, appreciate y'all. You know, mainly I wanted to actually talk about this Clyde Breen stuff. It's actually sad, man, because I've been listening to Clyde and Breen, even though obviously Clyde hasn't really done all the games this year, kind of my whole life as a Knicks fan. So, to be completely honest, I mean, they've been, like, announcing more than I've been alive. So, to be honest, with everything going down, we got to win this for Clyde, bro. This is what I'm saying. Go out and get Murray, because I think he'd be a perfect piece here. We got to go out and win this for Clyde, man.
I like that, Jack. I like that a fucking lot.
It's Clyde, bro. And Breen, you know, he's probably going to be here for at least 5 more years if he don't retire. Bro, we got to win it for Clyde and Breen, bro. This is the last year together. Clyde isn't doing anything else, bro. That's what I'm saying. Go get Murray. If you don't get Murray, get DeRozan. I'm cool with DeRozan, but I'd rather get Murray. But that's my take on that. For the game, Dante did well. Brunson get better. He was going off in that first quarter. You know, and we basically until the end of the game were GG Jackson, a guy who I was talking about, me and my guy D, who is actually in the listener right now, we're talking about. Man, but you know what? It's fine, though. We got the dub. Brunson's going to be okay. He was walking out like there's no problems. We're good, bro. I think we just need to go out and just get another guy like Murray or DeMar, some guy like that. If we do trade for Brogdon, I don't want it to be anything crazy. Like, I would trade, like, Fournier and, like, a pick. Not unprotected, but, you know. But we need to win this for Clyde and Breen, bro. They've basically been my Knick announcers my whole life. Win it for them, man. We got to win, man. Thanks, State. Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Eddie. Eddie, shout out to your kid. His belated birthday. You know.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Fun,
bro. How old's your kid? How old's your kid?
13.
Bro, these are going to be the best years of his life, bro. Like, just tell him stay out of the crowd.
You was 13 last week, homie. You 13 on Wednesday, homie.
No, fuck, I wasn't, bro. 3 years older than 13, bro. I'm 3 years older than him.
Jack turned 16 in December, y'all.
Jack, you ain't even got a permit, nigga. Come on.
I don't. I'm about to get it, though.
Nah, Jack, that was a great fucking take. I like what you did there.
Thanks, when you, Billy.
Breen and Clyde. Never even thought about that shit, honestly. That was a great fucking take.
Yeah, and remember, Eddie, tell your kid just to stay away from those annoying crowds, bro, because a lot of people follow each other at 13. Like, just, like, don't make them be like that, bro. That's I'm basically keeping it simple.
I appreciate the parenting advice, my man.
I appreciate the parenting advice.
That take was horrible. I don't give a fuck.
That was from the white delegation, Eddie. That's the white delegation.
Nah, you can't claim them all, Billy. You know, you can't claim them all.
Nah, that was a good take, man. Hey, winning for Clyde.
What the fuck it wasn't?
Woo, shut the fuck. That's why you can't never come up here, because you always goddamn just shut up.
I'm sorry, my fault.
Goddamn.
Nah, I'm fine with that, woo.
First time I ever fucking said Jack had a good take.
My fault. Hey, Eddie triggers me, though. Eddie need to Drink some water or some shit, man. He smoked too many Marlboros, man. You need to stop smoking, white man. Like, relax.
I don't even smoke.
You too short to be that raspy, though, brother. You sound like Busta Rhymes and you Muggsy Bogues' height, nigga. Relax.
All right, we're going to Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Billy? Shout out to you and the rest of the hosts. Eddie, what's up, my man? State, how you doing? Yeah, just going to keep it real quick and try to keep the vibes positive.
Kev. Can you hear me?
Kev, what the fuck you got going on in the background, brother?
Kev, yo.
Are you at work?
Kev, that, yo. Y'all is the worst kind of company.
Kev, you there?
Y'all the company.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
sorry about
you,
that.
What
I'm
the
sorry.
Fuck you mean you sorry? Yeah. You should have did that shit before you came the fuck up here.
I didn't know.
Y'all motherfuckers, wait, hold on. Let me tell y'all about space etiquette. Y'all motherfuckers be coming up here. Y'all be sniffling. Y'all got listeners. Nobody want to hear you sniff coke, bro.
Got their fire alarms going off.
No, come on, fire alarm? What the fuck? Nobody want to know you live in the projects, bro. I live in the projects. My mom's living in the projects, bro. I live in the projects, bro. I'm a guy. I don't live in the projects now, obviously, when I live by myself. But goddamn, y'all got to have some fucking etiquette. Y'all etiquette is terrible. I could tell, like, you could tell through Twitter spaces who could go on a job interview and nail a job just behind that Twitter space etiquette. Like, some of y'all is really fucking rude. And I know I'm rude. I'm not absolved from this. I know I'm rude. But there's only certain people who can fucking interrupt in this Twitter space shit. It's certain people who can interrupt. It's other people who try to be other people. You can't, you're just not that guy. You're not that person. You gotta play your role and play your position, bro. Nikki. It's funny because Nikki laughed. All right, man. What that say, yo, Kevin, bro? Don't you ever do that again, bro? Can you at least respect what I'm trying to do and bring, bro? For you to fucking have a good background, God damn it! Thank you, Kevin. I'm sorry, but you
respect,
gotta get
respect.
You
respect.
Gotta get spoiled. You gotta get scolded real quick, man. What the fuck?
All the respect. Yeah, I'll take it like a man. That's my bad. I effed up. I came in incorrect. I'm going
to
try to come
shit went from 165 to 147. Y'all dudes is bad company.
Okay, well, let's bring the vibes up. Let's bring
that's
the vibes up.
Shout the
out
mic.
To you guys once again. I appreciate that. Hey, I just wanted, first of all, I just want to chime in with some good news. I don't know if you saw the tweet from LTK, but it said Dante talked to JB. He said, are you good? He said, I'm good. So that made me feel a lot better. But I'm with you guys, man. Let's take this one home for Clyde and Breen this year. We got the window. Let's go for it. And another thing, am I worried about injuries? Every fan for every team is worried about injuries. It's February, what, 6th? I take solace in the fact that it's still kind of early-ish. We have months to get better, to recover. Everything is going to be okay. We're going to probably be at 90 to 100% come early April. And we've seen what this team can do when they're at full strength. We have another trade in our pocket coming in the next 24 to 48 hours. It's going to do nothing but good things for our team. You know, it sucks to see our man go down, but I mean,
you cooking crack? Hammering spoons and shit? Yo, what's up? We cooking coke? We cooking up?
No. Nah, this it's the window out. It's the Bay Area, man. We got storms out here and shit, dude. So,
yeah, dude.
I hope I'm clear now. But you know, man, I'm just really excited about this team. Yeah, we go through the ups and downs. I'm an emotional fan, man. I hate to see this shit when the guy goes down like that. But we all hate to see this shit. But we have to take a step back, bird's eye view, look at the season from a really step back context of things, and we're gonna be all right. We're going to be all right. The Knicks are cooking, man. I mean, we crushed this team tonight minus a fourth quarter lapse, but everything's going to be fine. I think JB's going to be fine. He might miss a game or two. Didn't look that bad. And, shout out to you guys, man. I just appreciate these spaces. I just want to say thank you for hosting these things every night, man. You might see my face lurking in here I don't talk much, but I, you know, I get entertained, and I live out here in the West Coast, so just to get connected to my Knicks family out on the East Coast, where I used to live when I was a kid, it feels really good, man. I'm a Californian now, so we don't get much of this out here. I'm like the only Knicks fan within 100 miles of me that I know of, so shout out to you guys. Let's go Knicks. Let's take it down. I think we got a good shot this year. Are we going to win it? I don't know. We got a good shot, though. The NBA is wide open. It's wide open.
Shout out to you, Kev. Right,
that's all I got.
Good take.
Shout out to y'all, man. If I hear Brunson's going to miss a game one more motherfucking time tonight, he's fine.
He's fine.
Nah, he's fine. I think he's fine. He's fine.
How many games we got till the All-Star break? How many more games left?
One.
Two.
Two, right? We have one in Orlando.
Got about three.
Three games.
We have two.
Okay. No, so we got Thursday, and then one
Thursday. You got Saturday against Indiana, and you got one more game next week.
Against Orlando, and then we go on break.
Three, nigga.
You said two, dude. Shut up.
Bro. This is where I talk about, like, space etiquette. Like, you know girls from Knicks Twitter? No, I'm not even going to say girls. I'm going to be even more respectful because these are grown-ass women. These women on Knicks Twitter, you know they DM me? And you know some of the things they be saying about some of y'all? Like, State, why you let him up? Yo, State, he jumps in front of everybody. You know the reason why people like me or D, somebody, they... You know, people don't get those DMs about us. It's because they're kind of used to us doing that. You gotta stop doing that shit, bro. Like, it's so rude. Like, it is extra rude. Like, you have no give fucks about the audio, like, at all. I'm gonna just unmute myself. I'm not even gonna let them call on me for a basketball take. I'm gonna just unmute myself and just give a take whenever. When we all actually want to hear you give a basketball take tonight. This is the shit I'll be talking about. We got Knicks home. We're trying to call everybody out. Y'all need to switch it up now.
Yeah, we need start giving a shout out to Precious the Chewer, this guy. He's coming here. You know, we didn't expect much, and he's delivered, this guy. I mean, you know, in the minutes he's played, in the role he was given, this guy stepped up. That was a big, big trade for Leon. Not just OG, but to get Precious. And even Malachi. Malachi hit a couple of baskets tonight. I mean, listen, this was a good trade. I mean, all three of these guys are decent. You know, I know they're not, like, you know, the best all-star quality, but, you know, we did good with these guys. With Precious, I'll take 17 points every single night from him, man. He's a good player.
Yo, Eddie, I was trying to sell you on Precious, bro.
No, I never disliked him. I actually put out a trade for him last year, in an OG trade. It was RJ and RJ for OG and Precious. That was my trade.
So I'm probably getting you probably mixed up with one of your brothers.
State, did you know that RJ and Precious went to the same high school?
I did not. That's very
interesting. Yeah, they both went to high school down here in Florida in Mount Verde Academy.
Oh, that's
very
dope,
very high end school, bro.
That's dope.
Hey, I apologize. We got four games. I forgot about the game Monday in Houston.
So I apologize too. I thought it was one. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so mentally tired. I thought it was one.
Because everybody's thinking about the trade deadline. Nobody's thinking
But let's go to Wu, and then we're gonna go to Jet.
I ain't got nothing to say, man. I just want to have a mic to feel like everybody else. You know, I just want to have some power. Whatever. Fuck y'all. I'm going to say what I want to say when I want to say it. So, fuck y'all next. Go ahead.
Shout out to Wu. Excuse me. I appreciate that. But I ain't going to lie, man. That Brunson. No, I'm playing with you, Billy. I'm fucking playing with you.
God damn.
I'm fucking with you.
I swear to God.
My takeaways from this game is this team... they prove people wrong all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let y'all know this injury. It's probably going to prove a lot of people wrong again. I think y'all are right.
Teddy, you ain't watched the game, did you?
I think I watched the whole game. Watched it with my daughter. I'm here in Georgia. But I watched the whole shit on the MSG app. I'll tell you about the game. Shit, Brunson's scoring 17 in the first fucking quarter. My gosh, dude's a flamethrower. It was kind of crazy to see what him go 1-for-4 in the second quarter, and then you know it was an interesting game because I kind of thought Brunson was gonna have 30 like way before, but then he started getting all these fast break assists. I appreciated that he wasn't like really trying to force his game. I felt like I've seen him try to force pretty recent. You know, the injury. My take on the injury is I hope I don't see this guy until after All-Star. That's just me, though. That's just me. You know, however it works. I think one thing about players, they're very gritty. These are the kind of guys you really have to protect from themselves. So, me knowing Brunson, I think Brunson's pushing to not miss any time if he could. So, to protect that guy from himself. And I'm kind of go with State here. I think, yeah, between the next 24, I'll say the 70, well, I guess, yeah, 24 to 48 hours. It's fucking trade deadline time, guys. So I do expect something, especially with this. I still think it could be marginal. Maybe it's going to be the big move. I'm kind of leaning towards it's going to be a marginal move.
Hi.
Say that again?
Are you smoking right now?
Hey, I got something to say, but
no,
hold on.
No. You say you didn't have nothing to say, Woo.
No, I got something really to say.
No negativity.
Of course I'm smoking. I'm so
yeah, because you ain't making no motherfucking sense. I'm killing
you.
Me.
Yo,
I think
Jack.
The next move is going to be big, but I think it's going to be marginal. But
no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said,
exactly
I think it's going to be marginal.
You said, my nigga. The whole space heard it. Everybody heard it.
If I said that, I didn't mean to say that, Billy. All right.
Nah, Jay,
if I said that, I'll admit I didn't mean to. I think the move is going to be marginal.
Worst post game of the fucking year. Worst post game of the year. Game in this motherfucker. Try to get the vibes up.
All right, you know what I'm about to do.
Y'all cut off Jay.
I'm about to make
cut off
it even
Jay
worse.
Boogie, so
hey,
we can hear
hey,
from
hey,
fat
Boo,
ass.
Yo,
I'm
about to make
that was
it worse,
Charlotte.
Okay?
That was one of the worst cutoffs I've ever seen.
I'm about to make it worse for y'all. Expect the Alec Burks trade in the next 24 hours, guys. It's coming. Wait for it, fellas. Just wait for it. The shit's gonna hit like crack in the 80s, fellas.
I'm not even mad at that take because it was a realistic.
I'm not neither.
I'd rather you say that than saying, "Oh, it's gonna go a big
no,
trade."
No, Billy.
Marginal.
I mean, you know, me looking at that game. What the fuck can I really take from that game? We was up 28, and they went on an 18-1 run in fucking 3 minutes in the fourth.
You know what you can say from that game? Because motherfuckers were screaming for tips. I had one motherfucker tell me just bench all the starters in the second half. This is why you don't fucking do it. You got to play four quarters in this fucking game, no matter who the fuck is on that floor. In the NBA, a 20-25-point lead ain't shit. And this is why you got to play four quarters. Because if we had a 20-point lead with about 5 or 4 minutes left, Tibbs would have definitely sat motherfuckers down. And then the story would have been, can Ryan Archdiacono and finally score a fucking point in a fucking game this year? Instead, this motherfucker couldn't even take a warm-up off against Memphis, who sat 10 fucking players out because the Knicks didn't want to play fucking four quarters of basketball.
Yeah, but Billy, you're 100% right, man. Memphis scored almost 40 points in the fourth quarter. They had 39 points. It's fucking insane.
I want to say,
off.
I am excited to see first option DiVincenzo. I'm going to leave it there. I'm excited to see if he can drop 40 because this kid is fucking amazing. He's amazing. You know, I think DiVincenzo has been overlooked as much as people talk about the Brunson shit. I think he came into the league probably with a little more stock from that final four, most outstanding players shit and all that. But he's got another level I did not know. You know, and the way he took that shot in the fourth when they was down four and he hit that big three and put us up 7, I was like, damn, this guy is fucking clutch. He realized Brunson was out. and he put the team on his back when he hit that shot. I think that shot was the game that sealed it a little bit. They was really close. Kid, I don't know what to say about him. You know, he's really fucking amazing. He's one of the best. It's one of the best contracts, I guess. People say that about Brunson and Randle. I think we got another one. So I'll say, I think how people say the Hart contract is bad. I think it offsets it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've heard someone say that take.
Don't go too far. Don't go too far. You're going too, a little bit too far. Go a little bit too far. Because you got to think about it, man. Like, Dante's been blessed since he's been in the league. You know what I'm saying? His first year, he was around champions and fucking Giannis and shit. So he learned from that experience. Then last year, he was just around fucking Steph and all them guys coming off a championship. So he's been around from that shit, too. So when you gather fucking all that knowledge and you bring it to the fucking to the Knicks locker room where there's no fucking championship knowledge inside that shit, it makes you look like a fucking genius. Then you go out there and you play, you know what I'm saying, play. You like, there's no pressure on Dante DiVincenzo this year. Like, he's playing with house money. There's no fucking pressure on him. Especially when
wasn't he on that Sacramento Kings team? Like right when they got
he was on Sacramento. Yeah, he was on Sacramento when they was transforming into who they are now. And he was around.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, he's been blessed.
When Mike Brown was trying to keep him, I was like, all right, you know, I could see that he's a plus player on both sides of the ball. However you like it, I'm not sitting here to say, yo, he's the starter, but he's a plus player on both sides of the ball. And I'm gonna land my plane there. Shout out to Precious again. Dude just is a fucking baller. Shout out to iHeart. Shout out to Devo. Shout out to everybody who brought the team home. You know what I'm saying? I think, me personally, I don't want to see Brunson for the rest of the fucking, till All-Star. I want to see him play All-Star.
Sorry, I was trying to.
It's all right.
Do your question. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was just leaving it there. Yeah, I hope this team will figure it out. I don't want him to feel like he has to force himself. You know, but we'll see what happens of it, and we'll see what happens with the trade deadline. I'm gonna holler it, and I'm gonna smoke these trash ass packs for my.
Yeah, I can tell they trash. You in Georgia too? Yeah, I know they fucked up because your first 3 minutes of that fucking take, boy, y'all killing me tonight. This is why I don't do post game. This is why I don't do post game. Fuck me.
You should go into comedy.
Huh?
You should go into comedy.
Nah, I'm not doing that. No, because I talk about everybody in the front row, and then somebody want to fight. And... What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man? I saw you and Ben linked up the other night at the game.
Yeah, man. I went to the game with my brother and then met up with Ben, man. Got to meet him. He's a cool dude. So, yeah, and that was a dope game. That was against the Pacers when we came back. So that was a fire game. Yeah, I was just going to say, though, I feel like a lot on the timeline, like what people are doing is just reacting to like this current roster right now and like making huge assumptions based on that. And it's like, I get it because like it's just recency bias, right? But bro, we're missing, we keep like almost forgetting we're missing three key guys like from our starting lineup. You got OG, you got Julius Randle, you got Mitchell Robinson, who I know Isaiah Hartenstein's been playing great, obviously. But I mean, Mitchell Robinson was making a run for defensive player of the year at one point before he got injured. I mean, this guy was playing incredible defense, getting so many offensive rebounds. When these guys come back, man, like I'm just pretty confident that, you know, you're not going to see as many like double and triple teams on Brunson, and they're going to be able to play the way they were before, you know, Julius and all them went down, and we're going to see them be like dominant again because they're playing pretty dominant ball before all these injuries happen. So I think it's going to come back. I do think, you know,
don't forget Quentin Grimes too, Brandon.
Yeah, Quentin Grimes, bro. Like, I mean, I know his offensive game is, you know, pretty shaky, but he's a great defender. So, I mean, we can always say that. You know, he even proved that, you know, in the playoffs last year. I mean, it's just, we'll see, man. Like, I'm excited. Like, to me, it's funny because, like,
Eddie,
everybody who's been a Knicks fan in here for a long time, like, the roster we see on the floor right now, like, that would be the final Knicks roster. Like, that would be the roster they give us, right? But it's not. Like, we got an all-star in Julius Randle coming back. You know, hopefully he can go and prove himself in the playoffs this year. We got OG Anunoby who's going to come back. Like, I think these guys are going to be fine and they're going to come back. And, you know, we'll see what happens, man. We had a lot of confidence before these guys went down. So I think once they come back, we'll see it again.
Appreciate you. You know why I don't really blame the injuries or I can't like lay on injuries and shit like that? Because I'm looking at Cleveland. Cleveland just had they didn't have their second and third best players for like over a month and a half. And these motherfuckers are the hottest team in the fucking league right now. And they just got both of them guys back within the last week. They were doing all that fucking winning, you know, Mitchell start playing point guard and shit. And like, and these motherfuckers also been beating good teams. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a guy that like, just because I'm going to say, yo, we're missing all these guys. And this ain't going towards you, Brandon. I'm just talking in general. Like saying, because we're missing a whole bunch of fucking guys, we can't win basketball games and shit. Cleveland is literally done one fucking, 17 of 18 and got the 2 spot in the fucking East because of that shit. So,
to be honest, we're still winning games even without them.
We're still winning.
We lost one game to the Lakers where we were in it pretty much the whole game. And then, you know, LeBron, he wanted to show up and win it at MSG. So he had a little more extra fire in the tank. But overall, we're playing great basketball even without them.
And it's a game we still could have won. We still could have won, but, man, nah, Anthony Davis put on a fucking defensive clinic. We weren't going to win that goddamn game. That motherfucker played – that's probably the best defensive game I've seen all fucking year by anybody in the league.
Not even Billy, we went 2 of 17 that quarter at one point. 2 of 17 in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and damn near 7 minutes without even scoring a bucket.
Yeah, with nothing. Yeah. So you go ice cold like that, you're going to lose. Come on.
But Anthony Davis, man, he put on a fucking defensive clinic.
He was good. Prince was good.
Torian Prince, man, that – ugly motherfucker always hit shots.
He was hitting shots.
And then guarantee you the next game he probably shot 3 for 17 or some shit. Fuck
Torian Prince. Of course.
Yeah. And then the double team of Brunson.
A double team Brunson made Josh Hart shoot, and then that's all she wrote. But it is.
Yo, pass the ball to Darul, yo.
No, Darul, what up?
Yo, what's good? What's good? Man, 18-1 run in like 3 minutes with Brunson and DiVincenzo on the bench. That tells you everything you need to know in regards to legit ball handling minutes for Deuce or Josh Hart or anybody else on that squad, man. That was sad for them to give up that many to go on that. It was so bad they stopped Clyde and Mike Breen from reminiscing in the middle of their speech, man. They were reminiscing and all of a sudden 18-1 run in OKC. Memphis is back in the game with their LA squad, LA fitness squad. It's an ugly thing out there. In regards to the Cleveland Cavaliers, the difference between the Cleveland and New York is that Mitchell probably plays better without Garland if they're going to be real about it. It's really, if they're going to keep Mitchell. And if they get some type of guarantee on keeping Mitchell, they're probably going to want to get rid of Garland and see what kind of assets they can get for him. Because I don't think those two guys can play well together. Their games just doesn't mesh. And I think that was a big part of the thing that hurt them against in the playoffs against us last year. But man, I don't know, man. These guys are winning based on a lot of their IQ and the heart that they have more than anything else, especially on the offensive end. They're just making it happen. We have a decent coach who's able to set some kind of blueprint for them to fall back on when things are falling apart. And maybe we can make some noise. But right now, just need to make it to the All-Star break, get some guys back. See how long they say Mitch is coming back. See how long Ananobi's going to be out and see what we can do from there. But, you know, a win is a win, and these dudes are rolling right now, and I guess it's fun to watch.
Man, I ain't going to never apologize for no fucking victory, man. 16-19, 4 more games left to go before the All-Star break. This is a pretty favorable fucking schedule for the month as well.
And one thing, people say, you know, Dante was getting backup minutes as a starter. I think the thing to say now is that Dante should not have been getting backup minutes as a starter. I don't know how you're going to put that toothpaste back in the tube once other guys start coming back. Other than there's some guys you're going to have to sit for a longer period of time. Namely guys like, if they're not traded by then, namely guys like Grimes and Deuce. And if they had, if they're making basketball decisions as opposed to financial decisions because of the investment that you made, you're going to have to put Hart on the bench a little more. Hart's not going to be a 30-minute player for any squad that's trying to make a run in deep into the playoffs. I think the longer he plays, the more he's going to show that. He's going to give us intangibles that we all love, but in the long run, and you win with tangibles, not intangibles. Intangibles are the nice thing to have when you're like the seventh or eighth man on a championship squad. Not the dude that's getting 30 minutes a night.
I strongly agree. That's a great take. Yo, shout out to Billy, man, for co-hosting, man. Because I was ready to go off the deep end. I ain't even gonna lie. I was ready to be like, man, fuck this season. Because watching Jalen Brunson, I caught a flashback. But I feel kind of, I feel better now that we actually had this talk. Hopefully the guy Eddie, my guy Eddie and my guy D, they run Nick at night tonight, a little earlier, probably 11:30 or something like that. But Daru, what's up? You got anything else? My bad.
No, I'm good. I'm good. All right, I'm glad to get you off the ledge.
Yeah, man. That's good, man. Because I was like, fuck this. But, you know, Jalen Brunson, he'll be fine, like Billy said. I appreciate everybody who came in to the space today. We had 200+. Or we was at 200 on the dot. That's something nice. I would like to see it every night. Shout-outs to Clyde and Breen for the 25 years of announcing. This is their final season. Let's try to send them off with a good bang. Well, actually, Clyde, let's try to send them off with a good bang. And thank you, everybody, for joining, man. It's your boy, State, man. Once again, shout-outs to Eddie and Billy for co-hosting with me. Shout-outs to Charlotte. Charlotte, the fucking cutoff of J-Bug. Read the room. You got to read the fucking room, sis. You got to, she'll get better at it. She'll get better at it, Billy. She'll get better at it. It's okay. It happens. It was a mistake. But I'll holler at y'all, man. Oh, Billy, you was about to say something? Oh, okay.
No, I hit that on accident. No, we good.
All right. So I'll holler at y'all, man. I'll see y'all at the Knicks Tonight Show. It's your boy, State. Peace out. Peace and blessings, and y'all be safe.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.